Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now.
On the last video, how do we get these things to sound more modern? You know, this is kind of an old-fashioned sound, which is true. We've been hearing this since Bach's time and before. And what we are doing is we are working towards some kind of more abstract modern concepts, but I'm starting it kind of at the beginning, so be patient with me and we will get there. I just like to start always as basic as possible with the fundamentals. So I will give a little piece of something today that's an application of the previous thing. So I'm kind of going back and forth between concept, exercise, and then some kind of application. So last time we looked at this diminished. Let's make it this diminished. Work with a different one this time. This is B, D, F, A flat. Okay. And let's think about this as going to the key of C. As we can see, this diminished is the one that's associated with G7, right? And from the exercise in the last video, we saw that this diminished can morph into four different dominants. Okay, so this is B flat 7 going to C, such as in, we see this a lot. That's B flat 7. See, or that's a monk's dream, or a tune like that's a Yardbird Suite, Charlie Parker, this kind of thing, where it goes from B flat to C. That's called backdoor dominant, right? So and then we have E flat going to C. So not E flat going to C, what am I saying? D flat going to C. Just what we call tritone substitution, right? Is the different dominants derived from this diminished. First one being B flat. And then from D flat 7 going to C. Okay, and then we have if we lower the A flat, we get to a G7. It's going to C. That's our most common one, right off the dominant chord. Not modern sounding at all. Very old sounding. And then we have the E7. This is certain types of situations, you know. In fact, you hear that? I'm sure you're familiar with this chord. This is a G13 flat 9, right? Now, one of the things I would like to discuss in this video is the idea of dominance with alterations. And there's a different way to think about dominance with alterations, which is that they're not altered at all. Because a lot of times you'll see the dominance with all these things, sharp 11s, flat 9s, and all this stuff, and you'll be like, well, how do I play all these things? Do I need to learn an altered scale or something? And my answer is, no, you do not need to ever play anything that you consider altered. You could just play something normal, or what, something more simple, I would say, not normal, but simple mentally to think about. But it's just coming from a different angle. If this traffic circle comes in four, if this diminishes a traffic circle that has four exits that all converge into one place, well, I think we most of the time are thinking about only one entrance, and then the other exits make it sound like different. So, for example, if we're always thinking about the dominant of C being some sort of G, and we play an E7 against that, all I'm playing are the notes of E7. But we call that a G13 with a flat 9. So you have to say, well, what's simpler to think about, E7 or G13 flat 9? 13 flat 9 to me is a very complicated thing, and it's always stuck to this G. But the E7 is just coming from a different angle to the C, right? It's coming from, like, I would think of it as a 90-degree angle, you know? A 90-degree angle from the G, that is. And whereas 180 coming from across the traffic circle is the D flat. Now, what if we saw on a chart a chord symbol said G7, right? G7 with a, what would it be? With a flat 9 and a sharp 11. This kind of sound. This flat 9, sharp 11, all that is simply a D flat 7. Right? So if you see a chord symbol that says G7, flat 9, sharp 11, you say, oh, that's just the sound of D flat 7 approaching C. It's approaching it from a 180-degree relationship away from the normal one, you know, tritone. Last one we would deal with would be we had the E7, right? So we got the G7 to C, which is just G7, and then you got the B7 to C. Oh, I forgot to talk about, what is a B7 to C? If you were to call that a type of G chord, what would that be? And that would be, well, you have the B flat and you have the A flat. So that would give you like a sharp 9 and a flat 9. So if you see a G7 with a sharp 9, flat 9, which is quite a weird name for a chord, you say, well, wouldn't it be simpler just to call it B flat 7? We just have the sound B flat 7 to C. B flat 7 to C is approaching from the other 90-degree angle, right? So you have, and those four sounds together make these four dominant alterations. Okay, so this is the beginning of Zen. Now, this is very basic for a lot of people, but it will lead to many, many possibilities if you can imagine the geometry of this symmetry thing, where you can approach any point from four angles. So I like to try to get used to the sound of one particular angle, right? Let's say Well, first, as an exercise, you could just do what I just did, which is a... Sorry, that was a little out of tune. I'm trying to sing that, but my voice is too low in the morning. And you can kind of get used to the sound of those four different dominants. And then you could try playing. I'm going to go back to all the things you are. And you say, I'm going to work on just one of those. Let me work on that sound of that backdoor dominant. So I say... A flat is my first place I'm going to go to. So in place of the G flat 7, I'm going to use E flat 7. I'm going to use G flat. To the C major. Now I'm going to go to E flat 7. I'm going to go to E flat, so I'm going to play some kind of D flat 7. I'll start again on the song so you can hear it. I'll play it in time. 1, 2, 1, 2. Simple sound, still not super modern sounding, but I'm working my way towards something more modern. But first I want to build up this ability to kind of isolate each of these sounds. Now in that one I'm playing the dominant off of the flat seventh of the key wherever I'm going. So if I would normally play a play it off an E flat 7, I'm playing more like a G flat 7 sound. Playing G flat 7 here to go to the A flat, and then for this 2-5-1 D minor G 7 C, I'm gonna play D minor F. I'm gonna play D minor B flat 7 C. Sound in each one, which is going to give each dominant the sound of like that flat 9 sharp 9, but I'm not really thinking flat 9 sharp 9, I'm thinking just coming at it from a different angle. Alright, so that's a little bit of a longer one, but this, it's kind of complicated, and it's going to open up into a whole bunch of different things pretty soon. Alright.
Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt. with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading. We work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.